All right. Thank you, everyone, for taking some time this evening to join us for part two of our delegate training. As many of you are now aware, we did share the call to meeting notice later earlier today. It will be our annual meeting this year for 2020, will be, like much of everything else this year, a virtual meeting. So we wanted to take some time this evening to talk to you a little bit about what this virtual meeting will look like, how we will run the annual meeting in the virtual platform, answer any questions, and share with you some of the upcoming practice sessions that we will have arranged so that everyone has a chance to experience the platform. We will run through some little mini scripts and role playing so everybody has a chance to practice what it will be like for the actual annual meeting, so that when we get to the annual meeting on Saturday, September 12th, you can fully participate without having to worry too much about the mechanics of the platform itself. I'm just going to pause briefly for a moment to ask if there's any questions. All right, I'm going to start us in on the agenda and I will be sharing my screen. You should be seeing our presentation. Our agenda for this evening, we will open by having Janet Donovan, our CEO at Girl Scouts in the Heart of Pennsylvania, welcome everyone. Then I'll talk a little bit more about the overall annual meeting itself, Zoom platform. Shauna will discuss that with us. The meeting protocol itself, the process of how we are planning to execute on the voting, we will review as well. And then again, start off by talking a little bit about those practice sessions, what they will look like and what you can expect. Janet, if I can turn it over to you.
Thank you, Deb. Appreciate all the work that went into tonight and welcome everyone. Thank you for being here for our very first ever virtual annual meeting training. As with everything in 2020, it appears, GSHPA has had to reimagine, and we are continuing to do that, including reimagining what our annual meeting will look like virtually. So what's important to note is that despite all the changes of the things that have happened during 2020 and during COVID-19, the Girl Scout experience is still here. Whether or not it's virtual summer camp or our badge days or STEAM with the program team, girls are still getting the Girl Scout experiences and they're out there getting those skills and they're fully engaged. We hear regularly from our parents and from caregivers that girls are super engaged. They're getting terrific benefits from a lot of these virtual programs and they are having fun. So I know that many of you are those girls and parents and caregivers. So thank you so much for your feedback and for what you're doing for our girls. Tonight, as Deb said, we're going to review how we will execute on the virtual annual meeting. And we have to be compliant with our bylaws in a way that we haven't had to do before. And we're going to ensure that all of our delegates and members are able to participate. So this will be a first for GSHPA, and much like the national convention, for those of you who are national delegates, which will be virtual this fall, we will proceed with doing this in a way that is healthy and safe for all concerned by staying virtual during this time. I'd like to give a big thank you to all of you for stepping up to serve in this delegate role. For many of you, it's just one of the ways in which you are already serving in a whole portfolio of volunteer roles, and I very much appreciate it. I know that you are out there ensuring that our girls are getting the best possible experience. You are making a difference for GSHPA, and so thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to just really take only a few moments here to say that we are excited about this virtual meeting opportunity because we hope that it will really encourage participation by every delegate and that members of our membership will also participate virtually in a way that we haven't had an opportunity to do before. So thank you so much for being here, and I'm going to turn it back over to Deb and stand by to learn something alongside you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, as bear with me as I try to tell it to move a slide deck. Just to touch on very briefly for this evening's meeting, as Janet shared with you, our annual meeting coming up on September 12th. It will start at 10 a.m. as it has in the past, but this year it will start virtually. So we will be providing the annual meeting on the Zoom platform, and we'll talk a little bit more about what that will look like in a few minutes. The agenda for the annual meeting itself will start with a welcome and an opening flag ceremony. And yes, we will do this virtually. We will coordinate with one or two of our troops to ask them to share with us their flag ceremony, and we will share it with all of the audience through a virtual platform. Our CEO will do her report. We will also have the treasurer's report on the financial for the past year. We will do a readout on where we are with the quorum. We will validate that we do have the necessary quorum to conduct business. Moving over to the bylaws resolutions, presentation of the slate, and then the following election, which again will be done through the electronic platform. While we are tabulating and validating all of our votes and doing all of that detail work, we will also have a presenter or presenters talking to us a little bit about the mission moment, which in this case is we're going to share with the membership and the delegates some of our virtual programs that we have offered in the past 4 months, including summer camp, virtual summer camp. Election results, they will then come back and we will share that. The board secretary will share all of that, those results with the meeting attendees. And we will adjourn with, excuse me, our closing flag ceremony. In many ways, this is the same annual meeting agenda that we have had in the past, but the way it's presented will be a little bit different for all of us. I'll ask Shauna to speak to what that Zoom platform looks like and some of the high level presentation.
Thank you, Deb. So fortunately, we get a little sneak peek on tonight's meeting being on Zoom. You can see we have the slide deck moving along with the PowerPoint presentation and then speakers' videos being featured alongside. The registration process will mirror this process that you participated in this time. So if you created a new user profile on the DoubleKnot link, that's our registration platform on our website. You'll want to hang on to that link or make sure that you flag that email that has that information. So it'll be a two-step process. You will click the red register button once you are logged into DoubleKnot, and then there will be a confirmation email with the Zoom link and password like you received during this registration process. I will make every effort to not make all of you share my name at the annual meeting, I promise. So we have, also next, you will want to make sure that if you are using a different device than you have tonight, that you do upload the Zoom application. It can be uploaded to phones and tablets as well, if that's more convenient. And then make sure that you have the ability to log in on that exact device. And then as far as participating in Zoom, many of you have manipulated your cameras tonight to turn your video on and off. If you look on the bottom bar of your screen here, you hover over it, there are some tools that will appear and you'll see a little video camera and you can turn your video on and off there. You will be automatically muted at the beginning of the meeting, but there may be portions where we are opening the floor for speaking. And in that case, you will see a microphone icon at the bottom left of your screen. And you can, again, hover over the bottom of your screen now to check that out. And if it has a red slash through it, that means that you are self-muted and that you would need to click on that in order for the room to be able to hear you. The chat feature during our annual meeting will be directed toward the administrator of the Zoom meeting. So if you need to communicate with that person, you're having difficulty with sound,
you know, then you are able to use the chat in that way. Some meetings that you may have attended on Zoom in the past, you know, there is sort of an ongoing conversation happening in the chat on the side, and people are plotting or, you know, posing questions. That use of the chat feature will not be used in the annual meeting format. So just to give you a heads up on that piece, does anybody have any quick questions about just the Zoom platform in general? You can feel free to take yourself off mute. Okay, give it a couple more seconds. Okay, well, thank you.
Okay. As Shawna did share, and we'll talk about this also in a little bit more detail when we talk about the actual annual meeting process on how we will use the chat feature in the annual meeting itself. One of the features that I'm sharing, and this is not how it will look specifically when you vote for the annual meeting. Yeah, obviously, we're not going to poll and give stars. The voting there will be yes or no or up and down for the slate. But you will be using the Zoom poll feature, and we will actually put up a slide that you can click on to indicate your vote. And then we will have our credentialing volunteers validating those. So we do want to share that is the plan at this point in time. If for some reason we have an issue or concern, we do have a backup plan. We will share that if necessary, but for now we're just going to keep it simple and just let everyone know that we will be using the polling feature, what's called polling, but we will be using it in order to vote for the meeting. As I shared a little bit, one of the features that we will be focused on, first of all, is credentialing all of our attendees to ensure that they are qualified and able to register for a vote. So one of the first things we are going to ask is that everyone who is planning to be a delegate and or an alternate at the meeting, you must be registered for the annual meeting. If you are not pre-registered for the annual meeting, we do not know that we will be able to process or qualify you at that point for voting. So let's make sure that we get all of our delegates and our alternates registered and set up so that we have you in the system. One of the things that we will be doing on our end is making sure that all of those who are registered, that we know what their unique email address is that they will be using the day of the meeting. That will be used for a number of different purposes. But we want to make sure that we have that information. We will be actually setting up a registration or login sheet that we will be certifying based on those email addresses. So we will share and we will practice with this in the upcoming practice sessions, but I did want to highlight that element as well. This is information we will capture when you sign up and you register, and then we will use it to validate all of our attendees on the day of the meeting. As I said, we will have an Excel spreadsheet. We will have one of our staff, in this case, it will more than likely be one of our regional directors, working with a volunteer, and they will be working side by side to validate all of their delegates and or alternates from their areas. So Shawna, for example, will have all of the service units that are in her area, Jess Maslinski, and Adia will be covering theirs along with a volunteer. So ultimately, they are the individuals, those volunteers that will be getting back to us to let us know at what point we have met the number that we need for quorum, and they will be capturing the official registration for the meeting notes themselves as to who is in attendance. We are also going to be sending out to you, once you are registered, a short little document which we will ask that you sign and return to us that basically just acknowledges that you will be registering for the meeting and doing your voting electronically. This way we have that also maintained in our governance files to validate and to document each of our individual delegates. During the practice webinars, as I said, we will discuss specifically on how all of the voting members will be participating in this. We will have our three practice sessions. that are coming up, those practice sessions that will come up, are August 24th at 7 o'clock at night, August 29th, which is a Saturday, at 10 a.m., or September 3rd at 7 p.m. And we will share that information, but we just wanted to give everybody a heads up. So there will be two options in an evening slot, and there will be one Saturday option. So whichever one works best for you. If for some reason there is an individual that is unable to attend any of these, please give us a heads up. We'll figure out an alternative way to make it happen so that everybody has an opportunity to, as I said, practice and experience.
I just have, Vanessa Smith here, I just have a quick question. Do you just attend one of the practice sessions, or
correct,
do you have to attend all three?
Just one.
Just one? Okay.
Just one. You can come for all three. We will, but you do not have to. Thank you. Good question.
This is Rebecca Imgren. I had a question. So the September 12th date, if you're not available to attend that, and you're an alternate, then does the main person have to attend?
Who is representing and in order to vote for your service unit? Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What happens if both of us can't attend?
I don't know offhand. I will check to see if there is an alternate to the alternate.
Okay. I can't attend that day, and I see the other person's not here, so I can't. I'll check with her too. So, thank you.
Okay, good question. We will have to research that in order to give you that answer.
I have another question too. I just took over our troop, and the person that was the delegate elected me to be the alternate, but now she's the one that stepped down from the troop, so I'm taking over. I just actually messaged our service unit on Facebook. Do we need to do some, obviously we need to have an alternate, is that correct? Do I just ask who would like to do that, or what do I need to do?
Delegates and alternates must be voted in by the service unit.
Okay.
And there is an actual process, so I will have our regional director connect with you.
Okay.
And your service unit to guide you through that.
Perfect, thank you.
That's okay. All good questions. We will, using last year's script, for lack of a easier way to have a script, conduct little mini sessions of what an annual meeting will look like. And as we shared with you earlier, what we are doing with the chat feature is, as we get to certain parts of the meeting where normally someone would step up, raise their hand and say, I'd like to make a motion, I'd like to make a second, or I have a question I'd like to discuss, I'd like to step to the mic to speak to this. What we will do is ask you to sign in to the chat window, in essence, raise your hand through the chat window. The moderator will then call on you as they go through in turn, and they will call on individuals to then speak, and we will unmute you so that you can speak at that point. This will help us to make sure that we don't have individuals talking over each other and eliminate some of that confusion. So that is how we will use the chat window. So if for any reason you want to actually speak, I shouldn't say want, you should be able to speak at the annual meeting, just simply sign in with your name in the chat feature and the moderator will call on you when it's your turn. Any questions on that? Yes, Vanessa.
I'm listed as an alternate for our service unit.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know if the delegate is attending the meeting, and or should I vote and you guys will figure that out? I'm not sure if they've attended today.
Okay. You should connect with your delegate first off before the event itself to see if they will be attending. If for some reason we do have a delegate and an alternate both signed in and both registering a vote, that's one of the reasons we will be working with that Excel spreadsheet. The alternate vote will not be counted if we have the delegate vote in place.
Okay.
but you are more than welcome to still attend, as are all of our other members. They're just not eligible to vote.
Okay, so I should reach out to the delegate to make sure she's attending.
It would be
before I vote.
Correct.
Okay.
But if, as I said, if for some reason we do see that both individuals do participate and vote, if we do have the delegate vote, that is the vote that will count.
Okay.
That will be registered, not the alternates. Any other questions? The meeting itself, as I shared with you earlier, we will go from one resolution, call for the vote, give a certain amount of time for the votes to come in and get registered. We will move into the second resolution. We do understand that we will have individuals probably still voting on the first resolution while the second resolution is presented. We will try our best to keep that timing appropriate. And then, as I shared, we will have the mission moment while we are tabulating and verifying all of our votes. And that's where, for example, we will be double checking to make sure if we have a delegate and an alternate, if we have both of their votes, only one, the delegates is counted. So we will be doing all of that before returning all of that information back to the moderator in Harrisburg to share with the board and to have the election results announced. Any other questions that I can help anyone with at this point in time? We book these webinars for an hour, but we rarely use a full hour for these. I'm going to put a call out to see if you have been, if anybody had did receive the call to meeting earlier today by email. Just want to make sure it's been received. We have the call to meeting out, so that has one piece of the information that we've started to share this evening. We also will be putting up at some point tomorrow, sharing with you through a webpage on our website, the information with the individuals who are on the slate, on the board slate. And then we will also share the information about the resolutions, so that all of that will be available to you for discussions amongst yourself, within the service units, and within your membership. Again, I'm just pausing in case there's any other questions.
I do have a question.
Yes.
If there are two individuals in the same household that are both on the say a delegate and an alternate, or two delegates watching together, is there a way that their votes are going to be tabulated separately?
I don't know. Your vote is coming in through the platform because we are using, and you're both in the same platform.
So, for example, I am a delegate, but my husband is an alternate. As of this moment, all three delegates representing our service unit will be able to attend the meeting. However, if one of them isn't and my husband needs to be an alternate, we'd obviously be watching together for the meeting. So right. I just want to make sure that our votes are going to be counted accurately for those circumstances, I guess. Okay. I should say.
This would be what I would consider a one-off, because I don't think we're going to have this example that frequently. So what we will do is we will develop a way for your votes to come in and be counted. And it will probably have to be done outside of the platform itself so that we don't duplicate it.
Okay. Yep. I mean, it is possible. Even the three individuals from my service unit are fairly close in proximity. So it is possible that the three of us would be possibly watching the annual meeting together from one location.
Right.
So I just want to make sure that our votes are counted appropriately should that happen.
Absolutely. Great, great question. And as I said, we'll simply devise a little workaround that we can use for you in this instance so that we can record All three unique votes.
Wonderful. And I'm sure that we can work. Jess Mislinski is my regional director, so I'm sure that I can work with her to ensure that that happens.
Yes.
Yep. Wonderful.
As I said, we do have a backup, so we may use part of that backup plan in this instance, so that you would simply be emailing in those other votes outside of the platform.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Can you repeat the dates and the times for the practice sessions?
Absolutely. And again, as I said, that will go out in an email tomorrow morning with the other statement that we have and the registration information. But those sessions themselves are August 24th at 7 p.m. I believe that's a Monday night off the top of my head. August 29th, which is a Saturday, at 10 a.m. And Thursday, September 3rd at 7 p.m. So we have two evening options, one Saturday option. We tried to pick two different nights of the week. And again, I will repeat, if there is any individuals that do have a conflict with all of these dates, just give us a heads up. We'll figure out that alternative option for another session.
Thank you.
We want to make sure that everybody feels comfortable. Everybody has time to, as I said, practice. And there will also be a good discussion about and answering any questions regarding the resolutions themselves. Please look for the emails following up tomorrow. So that will give you the information on how to get registered for the practice sessions. Link into the website so that you can look for more additional information as we keep posting it regarding the annual meeting itself. It will also have our contact information at council if you have questions or concerns and things come up. Please reach out, let us know what they are. We will be happy to follow up with you. If there are no other questions or concerns, again, I will thank everyone so much for your time this evening and look forward to working with you in the next few weeks and leading up to our virtual annual meeting, September 12th. All right, thank you very much, everyone. Have a great evening. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Thank you.